With KVCR News, I'm Yvette Walker. This is IE Latino Voices, where we invite representatives from Latino-led and Latino-serving organizations to share their stories and their impact in our region. Joining me today is Dr. Bradley Restivo, board-certified hospice and palliative medicine specialist. Thank you so much for being with us today, Dr. Restivo.
Thank you for having me, Ms. Walker. It's a pleasure.
Dr. Restivo, what drove you to pursue the field of palliative care?
So my first exposure to this field was during medical school when my great-grandmother had a recurrence of her lymphoma, and her doctors advised that she return home on hospice care. I was close enough that I was able to return home and spend the weekends with her for the last few months of her life, and I got to see her spend that time in the home that she had lived in for 40 years, surrounded by her family and people who loved her, and a very calm, comfortable, and dignified manner. And even at that early time in my career, I had seen patients in the hospital who died with very aggressive treatments, such as CPR, ventilator support, and other forms of life support, when every medical professional that was part of their care was aware that it was not going to change the outcome of death. And that was my first exposure to the alternative to aggressive care at end of life. From there, I began exploring more about the field of hospice medicine, and that led me to understanding about palliative medicine, which is not focused just on end of life care. But palliative medicine is much more broad, seeing patients from early illness through the transition to hospice. And those illnesses are typically chronic long-term illnesses that range the gamut from cancer, heart disease, liver disease, lung disease, dementia, and other illnesses that will be with someone for a long time or the duration of their life.
So Dr. Restivo, tell us about advanced directives, what they are, and the role they play in the treatment of a loved one.
Advanced directives are a broad category that can describe a variety of documents, but generally speaking, they are a way for a person to put their wishes about their medical care on paper ahead of time in case there's ever a point in the future where they can't speak for themselves. I think of advanced directives as a seatbelt. It's something that you hope you'll never need, but if you're in the position that you'll need it, you'd be very glad that you have it. Advanced directives, they are available from the State of California website. If you simply search California Advanced Healthcare Directive, there are a variety of languages available. You do not need a doctor to fill this out. You do not need an attorney to fill this out. And to formally complete it, you just need two adult witnesses who are not your direct relatives. Then you can either keep that document at home and know where it's at in case you are ever in the hospital, or you can provide it to your primary care doctor so that they have it on file for you.
Have you encountered cultural or language barriers during your practice that have come to light in your treatment for palliative care or hospice care within the Latino community?
I think that anytime on these topics that you are communicating with your physician and they do not speak the same native language as you, it is extraordinarily important that the medical practice provide you with a professional medical interpreter. These decisions are so important and the information can be so complex that we don't want anything to be missed in translation. And we also don't want to put a family member in the position where they have to tell bad news to a loved one.
Dr. Restivo, can the community connect with you? If so, what's the best way to do so?
To be a patient, you would need a referral, but I am available for general information at brestivo@coh.org.
Dr. Restivo, thank you so much for your time and for your commitment to this area of medicine.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Join us again next week for IE Latino Voices. You can find this story and others on our website at kvcrnews.org/IE Latino Voices. IE Latino Voices is produced by KVCR Public Media and is funded by generous support from San Antonio Regional Hospital, here for life. For KVCR News, I'm Yvette Walker.